company or face a possibility of a ban in the U.S. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been trading higher so far. The Dow is up 177 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is ahead 275 for a gain of almost 2%. More details at EssaraNews.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news continues very good. Beautiful forecast right on through the weekend. For today, a nice warm day, high 86, mostly sunny, very mild overnight tonight. Periods of clouds at times, overnight low 64. Tomorrow and Sunday, a great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine mixed in with some high clouds. Nice warm mid-80s here, 70s on the coast, 60s at night. Still dry and warm Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine with the risk of widely scattered storms holding off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
The House Health Committee advanced legislation this week that would change how the state health officer is appointed and alter the makeup of Alabama State Committee of Public Health. The State Committee of Public Health, currently composed of 12 members of the Medical Association for the State of Alabama Board of Censors and four additional state chairs, appoints the state health officer. Senate Bill 128 by State Senator Tim Melson, a Republican from Florence, would require the governor to appoint the state health officer from a list of candidates submitted by the State Committee of Public Health. The bill also removes the synonymous relationship between the private medical association and the public committee of public health. If passed by the full House and later in the Senate, the changes would not be fully implemented until May of 2027. More Alabama news to come after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Mountain Brook physician has pled not guilty in an alleged DUI crash that killed her 10-year-old daughter. Sarah Mulliken was allegedly fleeing a traffic stop in July of last year on Cherokee Road, Mountain Brook, when the vehicle she was operating ran off the right side of the roadway, struck several trees, and then overturned before stopping in the ditch. Mulliken had two daughters in the vehicle at the time, an 8-year-old who suffered abrasions on her arms and legs, and a 10-year-old who was apparently not wearing her seatbelt and suffered a major head injury before being pronounced dead at Children's of Alabama. A trial date for Mulliken has not been set. I'm Parker Schneider, in for Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? this is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join us to celebrate 20 years of Biscuits with a fun summer of baseball at Riverwalk Stadium in 2024. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Deason. Amy Beth Shaver's here. Allison Sinclair is here for a little while.
All I can do is shake my head today.
Can you? It's just one of those days.
Like, I'm just shaking my head. I don't know any other response because there's two other things that we have to cover besides the fact that we've invited one, apparently, illegal immigrant to go to college.
At least one. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm so glad, and I'm so glad that there is a legality requirement. I do appreciate that.
Could you be louder, Brian Dawson, with the rice cakes?
Hey, bring it up to the microphone. Bring it up to the microphone.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Rush Limbaugh.
Theater of the mind.
Nicotine, same fingers.
Seeing Brian Dawson eat a rice cake just does not seem right. I mean, he's
skinny.
Okay, yeah, right. He's got the beard. They got the man beard, all that stuff. Looks like, you know, one of those commercials for some beard product. Eating a rice cake.
Beard oil.
Manly beard product.
Yeah, sorry. Manly beard product.
Have y'all seen the meme where it says that the women go through all these rituals, you know, like the face oil, the face wash, the cream, and then the under eye stuff, and then the husband's to the side going, I wash my face with shampoo. Like, that's like Brian saying, but I need to clarify, it's manly things. Not face shampoo.
I'm sorry, Abs, you were on a roll. Well, about the one person that we were saving.
We were saving one person, and I love how we've just fallen into the let's save one person. There are so many starfish in the sea, but the one that I pick up and throw back in, I've saved.
Right.
Okay, so we're like, we have that mindset now, and that's great, and I understand that, but it's the folly of, but they're still illegal until they're legal. Now we found out that this whole junior college JUCO situation also could be illegal. And we're saying because one person has decided they're going into the healthcare field, that we need to save all of them. And my situation is, why are we doing this? And why didn't we back up and ask the original question, A, what you keep tossing around the 47% that aren't in the workforce anymore. We can't just assume anything about that. Why don't we ask original foundational questions? What's the problem here?
Why are people not working?
Are they not working because other people have taken their place? Are they not working because of inflation and, like, you know, I mean,
y'all know the answer.
Are they not working because it's easier not to work?
Yes.
Exactly. Are they not working because it's easier not to work and because COVID?
Right.
Holy schlitz.
Now I've stepped into it.
But wait, I don't want to know. It was Amy Beth Shaver.
It was me. I said
Reed
it.
Reed back again.
Reed Ingram is back.
Okay.
So look out.
Thunder is Thunder will be up next too.
Let's go, because I want to know what the situation is
on the workforce
that's not working. Is it because of COVID, and is it because people are still not wanting to work? Uh-huh. I understand that we want to save people, and that is fantastic. We want to do that, but we're still coming at it from the point of view that we're taking away from other kids who could still go to school, and they can't now because their places are being taken. And I have a problem with that. I have a problem with rewarding money for kids who other kids that are in the state mm-hmm. need money, and they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it as easily. That doesn't seem right or fair.
Representative Ingram, welcome back to the program. Hey, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So let's talk about the first question on the workforce, and I'll get back mm-hmm. to the bill itself. But this bill, it was not my idea. This bill was generated out of Mobile. And right. And I chair the workforce shortage in the state, pointed by the speaker. And so we've identified a lot of different things. You know, we were number five in the best workforce in the state, I mean, in the union, in 2019. Now we're probably one of the bottom 10, and everybody had the same problem of COVID. But right. our problem that we've identified is a handful of problems. You know, the biggest problem is, it's too easy for people to get benefits, and they're teaching them everywhere to do that. And it's,
yes, I agree, you know, wholeheartedly.
That just burns me up because,
yes, sir.
You know, I don't want to give anybody nothing. You know, they got to work for it. My daddy is still 90, and he still works. My uncle that runs Jack Inger Motors is 92, and he still works. You know, the generation, yes, as we get old, I mean, as the younger ones out there, we're having a hard time even hiring people at Sweet Creek. You know, not bad. We've adapted, and we're hiring high school and college, and we create mm-hmm. a good workforce for them to work in. But the biggest thing is benefit. And when you qualify for disability and you're really not disabled, and it's approved by here in Montgomery by the federal employees down at Social Security office, you know, we need a better filtering process on that because it's too easy to get approved.
Yes, and y'all are working on that, right, Reed?
We are. I have done a resolution through the House, and we're taking that to Washington. Mike Rogers was there then. We're talking to everybody in our congressional delegation to make that tighter because biblically, we are supposed to work and teach our kids to work, and we're not doing that now. Before COVID, yep. we had a lot of people coming in. Now, after COVID, we have kids coming in their freaking pajamas and holding their phone, and they can't quit looking at their phone. They don't even want to make eye contact with me, you know?
Yep.
But this other bill, that getting back to it, is, you know, the workforce is 47% non-participate. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of issues, but the biggest issue we found are people that are getting free benefits. And the other one is we have the rate, the pay rate is pretty good now. And so we have one spouse that are making 100, 120. So mom is staying home, and that's great, teaching the kids.
No, we should be for that. Absolutely, we should be for that. That's a great idea.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's not a bad idea. That's not bad.
Right.
Another thing is that we did is we're not having the people pay taxes on the overtime. That was the worst thing for our workforce because that employer said, hey, I don't have to pay benefits if I – on this one, if I just use him overtime. And so
Reed, I'm going to let you have your whole say. I just want to, and this is not against you in any way. I just remember when we passed that bill, or the legislature passed that bill on the overtime thing, we were told it was going to be great for economic development and for the workforce. So
it's
just saying.
It is
definitely the employers, and a lot of this stuff ends up helping the employer and not. Like the state in general, because the employers will ask for whatever.
So it was a Band-Aid to make sure that those people were able to get their product out and employers be able that tool in the toolbox. But I'm just saying it was bad the workforce hiring people, you know?
I agree.
So on one standpoint, it's great. We got to make sure we take care of our employers. You know, but the other thing is on the illegals going to college, no portion of their tuition is paid by the taxpayers. No portion, and you know, you say one person. This bill was already done when that person called me, they're thinking that it's going to be able to help maybe, you know, one out of 10,000, and we probably got 20,000 in Montgomery. So, you know, if we can help that person to stay off of the street and not go into gangs or go into violence or something, why wouldn't we help them if they're not leaving anyway? You know, as long as they apply for their legal status, you know. And I don't know what.
Well,
you thought
I would argue. I would argue that maybe to make the argument rounded out, because we do spend a portion of every student at a state university or college, we pay through the education trust fund to the college. Maybe when they're paying their out-of-state tuition, there is an illegal fee, quote-unquote illegal fee, or an undocumented fee on top of the out-of-state that says, hey, look, I'm paying my portion, I'm paying the out-of-state portion, I'm paying to make up for what the taxpayers would pay. Maybe it's not much, but something to help citizens say, hey, look, you know, okay, you're not spending my tax dollars there. I'm just saying.
So we talked about that. We talked about that. And then these ones that are here on exchange students from other countries, are you going to charge them that same thing? You see what I'm saying? So we had some muddy water there. We worked and vetted it. And that's the reason the representative took that amendment off, because he understood that we took every worst case scenario. We don't want them, but we're now one of the toughest in the state, I mean in the country, on illegals.
Right.
Just because we passed them because they've applied for legal status, there's only one other state, and that's South Carolina, but they have exceptions too.
Gotcha.
But I am one of the most conservative down there. And you look at Representative Mooney, you look at Jim Carnes, they voted for it. They understood what was in the bill, and they know that we took every worst case scenario. We didn't want our money going into or take our place of my child going to college or my grandchild with all these illegals in there, when we're going to have maybe 100 in the whole state.
I guess even without the money portion, I have two kids at Auburn right now, and then two more that hopefully, Lord willing, will make it into college.
One on a track scholarship.
For sure. About to win it all. But, you know, forget the money part. But what about, I mean, getting into Auburn right now is so competitive and so tough. So are my kids about to get pushed out for illegal aliens, that spot,
well,
that
don't
admission?
They have to take a test? Don't they have to take a test to get in, and don't they have to be accepted? Auburn is not going to take anything except the cream of the crop. You know, and a lot of these state colleges, most of these is designed for the two-year college to learn welding, to learn this, to learn that. I don't know of any of them other than that one girl that called. She wants to be a nurse, and we're so short on nurses. Hooray for somebody wanting to jump into that. I mean, we take a month to get a doctor's appointment.
Right.
You know? I'm saying
4 hours in the emergency room, you know?
Right. Hey, Reed, my one hang-up. My last hang up that's kind of odd is that the folks out of Mobile would say, hey, look, we got to have this for workforce development. We just don't have enough employees. And then tell you, but it's probably only one out of 10,000. So, you know what I'm saying? Ten guys is not going to fix their workforce problems, but they got to have it for their workforce problems. It just seems like those two things don't match up.
Well I'm going to tell you, these people that are here, if they're not wanting a plan to go back, if the ones that are staying here, we damn sure want to make them, you know, contribute to our state. You know, we'd rather for them to get the hell out and not even come across the border. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Mm-hmm. Yep. No,
but
I agree with you.
Here, by God, let's make you contribute to our state. Let's make you a good citizen.
It's not an easy thing. I agree with you. Reed, I tell you what, you are way more courageous than most legislators ever would be.
Yep. Yeah,
and said at the beginning, we may not agree on it completely, but I cannot doubt your courage or your motives, and I do appreciate the work you are doing. Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let me mention one other thing off subject. We've got a mayor that is bringing bills that I've been blocking them, and Will has been blocking them, that are bringing bills to take over all of the boards, like airport, border, IDD.
Don't let them do it.
And we're not going to let them do it. We're holding the line. And I tell you, the city council don't want it. There's no resolution for it. The only person that wants it is the mayor. And he didn't bring any bills to curb. He could curb the guns if he wanted to and say, hey, in our city, you don't have a concealed carry. You know what I'm saying? But he doesn't bring any safety bills whatsoever. He's talking about pointing at us as the problem with the crime. It's the problem is the leadership in this city.
Hey, yeah, don't let them do it. Just look at the, never mind. Don't let them do it.
We're holding the line, brother.
You got it, Reed.
Wait, I got one more question while we have a representative on the line. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the Senate passed the research and development, a.k.a. the same as innovation districts, just with a new name. What do you think that's going to do in the House?
I'll be honest with you. I have no idea about that bill. We've been playing, you know, defense on a lot of stuff like the gaming bill and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not had any time to read anything until it comes down to us. You know, it hadn't gotten to us yet. They passed it. But just to be honest with you, I don't want to speculate until I read the bill.
Yeah, just start filibustering early before you read it.
y'all stay in touch. I want to hear from y'all and the citizens.
You got it, Representative. Thank you, buddy. We got to take a break. Thunder, I promise. Well, unless something changes. Sabrina, Eric the Duck, stick with us. We'll talk to y'all on the other side.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Big news, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Everyone has waited breathlessly for Thunder. Thunder, welcome to the program. Thank you for your patience. I'm glad you have earbuds and you're getting stuff accomplished while you're listening to this award-winning program.
Good morning.
Good morning, Thunder.
Hey, what? You know, here it is. Reading or puts his thumb on one of the issues that so many of us have absolutely had it with. And this current administration has only exacerbated a bad problem. What part of the illegal does Montgomery and Atlanta and Washington, D.C. not bloody damn understand? It's a very simple concept. Here it is, Mr. Ingram. You've got a little girl. She walks into your farmer's market when she's in kindergarten, and she gets a banana, and you let her have it because she's hungry, and after all, she's just a little girl. 2 years later, she walks into your market, and she grabs a bunch of bananas because she's always done it that way, and she's always gotten by with it. Another couple of years go by, and instead of just a bunch of bananas, she's there got a bunch of bananas, a bag of potatoes, and some carrots, and some corn, and tomatoes, and she decides that she's going to go and sit down and eat your restaurant, and she's going to get up with it because she's shy with it for over decades. You allow one to get in, you allow a favor for one night person, and suddenly you have 10 people standing at your doorstep. And instead of 10 people, you've got 100. And instead of 100, you've got 1,000. And instead of 1,000, you now have millions. What part of that do you not understand, Reed Ingram? What part of that do you not understand, Tayami, and every other damn person in government at this point in time? We're sick of it. We're tired of it. We are tired of being taxed on people who do not belong here. It's easy. Tell them to go home. If they have problems at home, there's so damn many of them, they need to go to your own country and fix their problems there instead of creating more problems here. We have people in it that cannot get help here. And anybody says, okay, you got Obamacare. Obamacare did nothing but the care that we had. We used to have county health offices everywhere. We no longer have that. It was paid for by your ability to pay. We no longer have that. Did you know that?
I knew that we lost a lot, but I didn't know how the payment used to be done, Thunder.
We have lost a huge amount, and it's all because people have said, well, you know, they need some help. Well, everybody needs help. There's nothing wrong with helping anybody. Do it legally. And little girl that wants to be a nurse, you've been here since you were in kindergarten. Your parents are at fault there. The people in offices are at fault for allowing you to continue in the manner that you have continued. I am absolutely livid at reading for them. I am even more livid than every other damn representative that voted for it. Those few that had the intestinal fortitude to stand up against this, I have to applaud. People have looked at the situation, and we have absolutely been raped by our government, and it has got to stop. And the best way of stopping it is to end every damn freebie they get. And if that means that little Johnny or little one who now goes to elementary school because his mama and daddy are an illegal invader, get on the damn bus and go back south. Or wherever Thunder. The hell you came from.
Thunder, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thunder.
Oh, Thunder.
Sabrina. Wow. Sabrina, welcome to the program. Thank you for calling. I know you're a first-time caller.
Yes, yes. I haven't even listened to local talk radio in a long time, but I started listening to y'all, and the caller before me, before I get to what I was going to say, she kind of reminded me of something. You know, it's not just that they're taking jobs, the illegals. It's the crime. We have enough crime from our own citizens. That woman, Amy, who got shot in Montgomery the other week, sitting at a red light, I went to school with her. I'm about 2 years older than her. I drove her and her brother to school every day.
Oh, my gosh.
We carpooled. I knew her. Now, I haven't talked to her in years, but I knew her.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is horrible. And if you watch that city council meeting, I mean, it is absolutely horrible, and they want to just say, well, you know, community needs to do this. No, it's like my mother said, we need Emory Fulmer back in Montgomery. We need a mayor back who will do something, who will show up on a crime scene, who has the police officers and the fire department back, and he'll put a boot on the throat of the thug, metaphorically speaking, of course,
yes,
and not tolerate it. That's what we need. Well, with these illegals, answer me something. And I know the judge, my daughter was in the class of the daughter of the judge who sentenced the illegal that raped the girl in the bathroom of the Prattville restaurant, the Mexican restaurant the other year.
Yes.
The DA came out and said, oh, he ought to, you know, the statute allows for like 99 years. If he could get the death penalty, we would do it. Of course, we need to do what Florida does and make a law that if any child is harmed in that way, that it is eligible for the death penalty. But why did that man only get 10 years? Why? They're coming here. My mother worked for the federal courthouse. She worked for one of the chief justices at the federal courthouse in Montgomery for over 30 years. She could tell you horror stories of the trials that came through of these illegals and the sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. It isn't just jobs they're taking. They're taking lives, whether they kill you or scar you for life. They're doing that. And it's got to stop.
Sabrina, here's the thing. Here's the little secret, and people are going to hate it, but it's the truth. When we passed the HB 56 back in 2011, we knew all those things then. This is not new. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad you're calling, and I'm glad you're letting people know, because some people are hearing it for the first time. But those of us who were involved in that legislation were trying to say the exact same things you were saying now. And the old mainline newspapers and the old crony crowd that runs the state often were out saying, that's not true, that's not true, this is not true, it's not a problem. I'm like, oh, it absolutely is a problem. People contact me all the time with these stories. So, I can't tell you how much I thank you for letting us know about it. By the way, apparently Amy, who was shot, is paralyzed from the chest down now. So I don't know how she'll ever come out of that. But Sabrina, thank you so much, and don't be a stranger. We'll be back.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication, it's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of Central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news continues very good. Beautiful forecast right on through the weekend. For today, a nice warm day, high 86, mostly sunny, very mild overnight tonight. Periods of clouds at times, overnight low 64. Tomorrow and Sunday, a great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine mixed in with some high clouds. Nice warm mid-80s here, 70s on the coast, 60s at night. Still dry and warm Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine with the risk of widely scattered storms holding off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get on out to your phone calls again. Don't forget the number here, 1-800-289-9228. 1-800-289-9228. Eric the Duck, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I hope you're doing well. And thanks for your patience on this happy Friday.
Hey, I tell you, it takes a lot for me to be patient, you know, because I've been in the attic. So I was telling Mr. Sky, I said, man, it's 95 up in the attic, and I have to come out so often.
Well, look, Eric, every time I have to work in the attic, I'm looking for a reason to be patient and take a break out of the attic.
It's special type, man. You just have to be but just get here when you can, Beeson. Just get here when you can.
Yes, sir.
Is there any way I can get Thunder's phone number? Because she's my type that I'd like to go out and have a drink with.
Ooh, absolutely. Hey, let me just tell you, y'all go out and have a drink together. I'll just go ahead and call the police whatever fight y'all are in before y'all even go out.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all be on the same side now. Everybody else got to watch out.
I'll take it to the Blue Iguana.
In a fight you will have.
You know
sure.
what? Allison and I could chaperone.
I'll turn her loose. I'll buy the drinks. You just do what you do best.
Oh my gosh, has love happened on the show?
I'll point out the bartender. I says, he's right over there in that corner over there, and just watch her in action. She seemed like a nice lady. She got a lot of
Oh, she's awesome. No doubt she's awesome.
I come over and I drop the amateur art off.
Oh, it's great.
You know,
I've got it hanging in my office.
Sky, by the way.
Yes.
I told you off air, your wife's definitely in my prayers.
Thank you.
As well as all of you guys. But
thank you.
This is
thank
thing.
You.
I need to do that. I need to update that picture. I thought about, after I looked at it, I thought, well, I got the two ladies. I got, of course, Sky. He's standing over everything, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. he's the actor of the thing. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do you too much justice, Scott. I need to be...
I think it's an excellent rendition.
It gets better. Yeah. I didn't put a red jumpsuit on you with a fork.
Okay.
With horns coming out. Unless you be the villain. And the two ladies with I wanted to have angel wings coming out behind them.
Mm.
So and then Sky already standing tall. So
right.
we got
I'm good with me. I like
that's you. Okay. That's next time maybe, but no, quick before the taxes, you know, I mean buddy. $6,700 I had to dish out through the IRS. And I tell you, there's nothing in the world that makes me madder than hell than dishing out money my pocket and taxes that I don't support. And it burns my ass up because, hey, why don't some of these people that work in the government come up here and get an attic with me? I'd invite them.
And well, look, Ari the Duck, you are paying for just the opportunity to have the freedom to be in a 175-degree attic to support folks who, may not even supposed to be here legally or refuse to work at all.
But do you see my point, though? I mean, it's
no, I'm agreeing with you. I'm being sarcastic.
Well, you damn good at it. I just want to make that quick point. I mean, I am solely against... I don't have a problem with helping people that deserve and need it. And I am working on my pilot license because when Trump gets reelected, I'm going to fly all them back to Mexico, Jack. Now, which I ain't going.
I'm working.
But Baby Thunder, you got my vote. I'm going to let you guys get it. I got to get back to work.
Get after it, Eric the Duck.
Y'all have a good one.
Gotta. You too. That.
I like that gotta thing. He didn't say it, but I'm remembering back to Georgia Southern.
Gotta.
G-A-T-A. Mm-hmm.
That.
Gotta.
And also I like what he said, get it. I gotta get it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that
You
too.
Know what I think will be interesting is if Eric the Duck and Dixter will get a transportation company, logistics company.
It. Wait, what did Dexter do the other... What did I miss?
He was delivering a kidney, I think, this time.
Two kidneys he had picked up
somewhere.
From Vandy.
Mm-hmm.
and was getting back, and then he was going to bring you some flowers.
You sure it was his flowers?
It was from somebody's
flowers. Oh, yeah. They picked them up off of
it. It was funny.
Because we were talking about the flowers on air yesterday, and yeah. They ended up being your flowers, and he called in to say that he'd picked some off. Out of a cemetery
hey,
on the way.
I don't care. I think
you
that's
don't care
sweet.
Where they came
flowers
from.
Are so sweet. I love that. And
actually, that might be bad.
I
juju
said the people,
if you steal
probably it, not, because he's taking
know.
Livers from dead people and giving them
to
someone so
else.
They can live. So it's you
like
know,
a,
it's a win-win.
It's
and
like
they
a flower
don't know.
Transplant.
They have no idea. They're looking down from heaven
flowers
going, you trans. Take those flowers. Here's what I would like for Dixter to do is find some spinal bones and bring them to people in our legislative body.
Spines
just
and what
bring
else?
Them some spines.
Pick
a few hearts. Give them a liver, you know, so they're
see,
not
Abs
lily
See, Abs is not even
going
to go there, because Abs is so nice.
I try.
How else are they going to get those for the legislators?
It's all
to
set
go
up.
Up their rear end?
Oh, Abs,
I'm
she,
kidding,
is she
I'm
not
kidding,
even
I'm
getting
kidding.
It?
No, she's trying to be tougher. She went from butts to the back end.
Go ahead, Allison.
What do
say
they need?
They,
what do
they need some gumballs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, they do.
That's the price.
Jumbo gumballs.
You know what? They do need jumbo gumballs, and since they're going to go ahead and already transfer and change language in our Title IX for our local school district. Thanks, Shelby County Schools, for already saying that you hate women and you're for women who are not women.
I think we need to give Shelby County a lesson on what gumballs are and what gumballs aren't.
Yes, and we don't mean the ones that fall out of the tree. We mean the ones that make you tough.
Wait, I get gumballs out of a machine.
Well, I need gumballs for the transplants that are all going on with the trans children. I need those gumballs to go for people who lack them.
To get a little glimpse into our world here, that Abs just can't.
What,
she is so nice. She's so,
I'm not
such,
nice.
She's a good person. Well, curses us every once in a while. I was mad at me yesterday. I don't know what it was.
I wasn't mad at you yesterday.
Was it yesterday or the day before that you were a little testy?
I was only testy because of the coffee.
Okay.
I was not mad at you.
And then all
if I'm
that.
I'm mad at you. You'll
just,
know
I'm saying she's not gonna go. She's not gonna get meaner. She just gets. She goes and goes and goes and Abs and then Al's like, yeah, they need some
testicular fortitude.
Yeah,
I like
nice,
that.
Nice.
TF.
TF.
Oh,
get y'all
man.
Some TF right quick. I don't want to have to run for office again, and I'm pretty sure you don't want to either, and
mm-mm.
I'm pretty sure Scott Beeson does. None of us want to do that.
Scott Beeson has said so much that he guarantees
Amy
himself.
Amy Beth has said so much that she can't be elected. But I am genuinely asking, when the citizens call in from this state and are saying, please help us, and what you've done is wrong, then it needs to be fixed. And so I hope the Senate will squash it and it'll be done. But likewise, I hope the House will squash this ridiculous, we've renamed it because we think you're too stupid to know that you're still talking about the
you're talking
innovation
about,
districts.
Okay,
so
I was
we've
still
got
on
three,
Title IX.
Three things in Alabama. We have, number one, the illegals going to college. Number two, we have Title IX that Shelby County schools have already changed the language because they hate women. And then number three, we are dealing with innovation districts. Like, things we don't normally deal with on a Friday. Usually it's Fun Day Friday.
Mm-hmm, it is.
But we've got three issues that from state to local, we need major TF. Major.
I don't understand why y'all hate people from foreign lands, children, and job creation. Just don't understand it.
You know what? And don't forget, we want people to go over cliffs.
Y'all are just evil.
I'm walking down the hall.
We'll be back.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Introducing the future of construction, Southern Steel. Strong, durable, and built to last.
from towering warehouses, pole barns, and barn dominiums to manufactured metal roof panels. Southern Steel has you covered. Save time and money with quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, visit Southern Steel today and build your dreams in steel at 1295 North McDonough Street or 240-2223.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
At Epicure and Jack's Tavern, every dish and sauce is freshly made in their kitchen, daily. No cans, no shortcuts, just pure, delicious food prepared with love. Experience the difference fresh ingredients make. Join them for a meal that tastes like home.
End your meal on a sweet note with their executive chef, Glenn Tarantino's homemade desserts at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Indulge in unique creations that change daily because every meal deserves a happy ending. Sweet, savory, and everything in between. Experience the dessert delights at Epicure and Jack's Tavern.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric, 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Welcome back into the program, everybody. So we were trying to figure out during the break, Ab's just lousy at trash talk. I mean, she really is. It reminds me of the commercial. Y'all seen it during the NCAA tournament where the girl's shooting against the computer-generated, the AI thing, the AI practice courts guy, where the AI computer's like... Sure. Yeah, you are a bad shooter, and the girl's like, you got to work on your trash talk.
Right?
I mean, it's just sad.
Well, but in my defense, if I could say the word I really wanted to say,
you're trying not to curse.
Well, on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I don't know if people believe that you're a big.
You know what?
Cursor.
Emmy Shaver, if you could just text me my favorite word, that'd be great. She knows what it is.
That's the Italian. That's the Italian coming out.
The Italian's coming out in her.
But Trash Talk with Abs. I think it's a segment that'll stick.
Oh, Trash She's Talk like, with Abs.
Yeah, well, you better. My kitten heel will go straight up your derriere. You better watch out.
using big words with it.
Those wedges. Get you. I'm coming.
I mean, goodness, she said, gracious, we'll have to put a boot in your back end. I'm like, oh, for the love.
When you clean it up, it somehow lacks the...
but then the I know off. I'm going to get bleeped. Can I say my favorite word?
No,
I
don't think so. No.
Write it down. See? And show it to me. But I think I can guess what it is.
Donkey is my favorite word.
Okay. Oh, you can say that.
That's not bad.
Well, no, don't, but...
But I can say that.
But it's in the Bible.
It is in the Bible. That's why I've adopted it as my theme word. It is. Ask my kids. I say that.
A lot, huh?
A lot. I need to do better at it, really, at not saying that and just saying donkey. But like Sky said.
I mean,
do you
say dumb or stupid before it?
Oh, yes, I do.
A lot.
Oh. Yes. Hold on. I'm waiting for somebody to text me to verify.
She's probably going to say... I've only heard her say it once.
Mm-mm.
I mean, we don't want you to curse.
No, I shouldn't, and I really am trying to do a better job.
It's a tad bit nerdy. Trash talk with abs.
You can't even say white and nerdy. You can only say half white and nerdy.
Half of you is nerdy.
The other half goes Vanessa sometimes.
The other half is using curse words, is what you say.
Since I have to leave early.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get to one thing on my list?
Absolutely not.
What
if
is
you're
on
leaving
your
early,
list?
Why would this is not a liberal show where you get to leave out early and not work and get to do what you want to do?
Well, I'm trying not to be racist.
Oh, okay. Go.
Because working and committing to your job,
mm-hmm,
and being on time, which I was early today. And if I stay the whole time, that would be so
early
racist.
Does not count as early. I mean, technically it's early, but it's kind of half truth early.
But she
early.
Has white supremacy values.
Yeah, and so I'm going to leave so I don't get called a white supremacist.
Oh, I got you. So what do you want to do?
Well, I just want to clarify what's happening in Shelby County and what's happening in your school district. So, you know, the Biden administration is effective August 1st, adding that you cannot discriminate on the basis of gender identity,
mm-hmm,
which means that every teacher will have to call the child whatever pronoun it chooses, or they can be subject to Title IX litigation and civil penalties.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this hasn't gone into effect yet. The governor has not issued a statement on it yet, which I'm inquiring. I'm trying to figure out if she's going to.
Mm-hmm.
The state school superintendent, unlike Oklahoma, who their state school superintendent came out and said, we will not comply. We ain't doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Just stood up.
Ron DeSantis said yesterday, apparently, Florida will not comply with Biden's Title IX.
So we have not heard from Kay Ivey. We have not heard from Eric Mackey. We haven't really heard from Steve Marshall yet, but I'm hearing rumors that he will join suit with some other states to sue the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
But our hometown school district, Shelby County, we got to be Johnny on the spot, and we're so excited. This is on their website. Title IX, it is now including discrimination based on gender identity or failure to address stereotypical notions of masculinity or femininity.
Do y'all remember when it was just the other day, and we all agreed, mm-hmm, that some of these localities, school boards, school superintendents, won't desire to be forced to do these things. They are on that side.
Yes.
And they cannot wait. And Shelby County literally can't wait.
Cannot
because instead
wait,
of waiting until August, they're changing their website now.
Regardless of sex, sexual orientation, or gender identity, you cannot be discriminated against. So get your kids out of public school now.
Wow. Right there in Shelby County.
Gosh.
Hey, David M., stick with us. We see us first time.